And what kind of owls do you have around here?
Owls? Well, we have what you call a hooting owl. And, let me see. Well, now, I don't know anymore. Now, we had four that had out in that tree there. Yeah, about a year ago. We sitting out there on the porch, and they come out, flew over in this tree. And the old owl took it on across the field here at late one evening.
You can't think of any other kind?
No.
What do you call that real loud kind? Has that awful kind of scream?
We always just call them a hooting owl.
All the same?
All the same, only some is larger than others.
And those might have a different name?
And they could have a different name now, lady.
But you call them all the same?
All the same, but they was owls.
Okay. Well, what kind of woodpeckers do you have around here?
Well, we have a little small woodpecker. Then we have a... what do we call them now? Oh, they are larger.
What color?
They are kind of a brownish, kind of a mixed up. Let me see. What I can't think what we call them now. But anyhow, they are woodpeckers, you know.
Would you have a general term that you would use for wild animals? Just animals in general, especially wild ones.
Well, what kind of animals?
All of them. Would you ever call them varmints or something like that?
Well, yes.
What would you say?
You could say, well, that we've had them up yonder, catamounts, things like that. It's dangerous, you know.
Well, what would you call them? All those animals like that?
Well, they're wild.
Well, that word I used, how would you use that? What did I call them that made you think of catamounts?
Back over a dog, there's a lot of varmints in the wood, different kind of varmints. Would you say it that way?
Is that what you would say?
Well,
what would you say?
I would say that there's a lot of different varmints in the woods that is dangerous.
Okay.
That's
the word I want, that what you call them.
Varmints.
Okay. And it's the dangerous ones you call varmints, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Then, what's that little animal that hops and he makes a noise, especially at night, and he lives on the edge of the water? Sometimes he jumps in.
Oh, you talking about... Oh, Lord have mercy.
His own mouth.
Whippoorwill?
No.
No. Not a bird.
No.
It's on the ground.
It's on the ground. Stays in the water a lot. What?
Frog.
That's what I'm thinking about. What kinds do you have around here?
Oh, I was thinking about these, Alvin's got some down here on the creek.
Got more frogs.